Congress and the new administration have made it a priority to lessen the regulatory burden on small businesses, agriculture, and other industries in the coming years. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain this process and brings other updates from the week in Washington.
A part of that effort is being driven by the Trump administration and continuous executive orders that would try to reduce the number of regulations. For example, this week, the president issued an order that said for each agency, for any one new regulation that is going to be issued and implemented, two current regulations have to be withdrawn. Also, Congress on the House side will be voting on several pieces of legislation that also would overturn regulations that were put in place in the previous year.
And on the Senate side,
they will continue with a number of hearings on nominees that have been put forward to serve in cabinet positions. So those confirmation hearings will continue, as well as several votes. One of those that will be voted on in committee is the nominee for the Office of Management and Budget, and that's Congressman Mick Mulvaney from South Carolina. This is a key position within the administration because OMB has jurisdiction over spending across the federal government as well as regulatory action. And so this is an important position on a number of issues that will be dealt with in the coming years.
And later this month, work on the highly anticipated new farm bill is expected to begin.
Recently, the Senate Ag Committee announced that its first field hearing on the new farm bill will be held February 23rd in Manhattan, Kansas. This is the first of what's expected to be a number of field hearings and listening sessions that will be held by both the Senate and House Agriculture Committees over the coming months in preparation for their work to write a new farm bill to try to have that in place by the 2019 crop year.